My goodness, what a Chamber of Commerce day it is for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Round one already underway out at Detroit Golf Club, and we already have a highlight.
Yeah, according to Tony Paul of the news, there's been an ace already. 2019 champion Nate Lashley jarred it at the long par 3-11th.
All right, so it's getting exciting already. Too bad it wasn't on the 3-1-3 hole.
They right. have yet to get 3-1-3.
I know. We need to change our area
they have
code
the insurance.
To 3-2-3.
Yeah.
We had several decisions come down over the past several days from the Supreme Court. We also had an interesting decision come down from the Court of Claims here in the state of Michigan, basically throwing out the 24-hour waiting period for an abortion that has been on the books for a long, long time. The judge in the case saying that it conflicted with what the voters approved at the ballot in the midterm elections in 2022 when they voted by a significant margin to protect reproductive rights in the Constitution for the state of Michigan. But at the time, we were told that there were going to be some limits on the right to an abortion. Well, it appears that one of those rights just got nailed in the Court of Claims. To talk about it, David Coleman, attorney for Coleman Legal Group and senior legal counsel with the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, good morning.
Good morning.
There we got you. I know you're not the kind of guy to say, I told you so, but I bet you're thinking it.
Bad connection here.
You know what? I'm going to let you redial.
Yeah.
Just real quickly, because I'm so eager to hear what you have to say about this. Because when we were going through this, and I had David on my afternoon show at the time that we were debating this, and the way it was written in the proposal left a lot open to subjective interpretation about, you know, it relied on the legislature to come up with enabling legislation to kind of put some guardrails in here.
And people knew that at that time.
Right. And there was the presumption amongst the supporters that were out there selling this from the reproductive rights side of things saying, oh, no, it will be just reinstituting what there was with Roe, that it'll be about a 24-week liability test, that parental consent will still be okay. They're not going to be going after that. The 24-hour waiting period will probably be okay. Well, now it seems that they're nibbling at the margins.
Right.
And the folks in the pro-life community are saying, you know, we tried to warn you about this. David, are you back with us? Not yet. Okay. Well, I mean, this is what folks feared was going to happen. And when we challenged folks in the reproductive rights community about it, you know, there was an unstated pledge that these protections would be intact.
All right, devil's advocate. If you're trying to get an abortion, you believe in abortion, why should you have to wait 24 hours?
Good question.
Why should there be this this sort of impediment for someone who they believe is getting a medical procedure?
Because it's an irreversible procedure, and maybe a day of reflection is not a bad thing.
I agree with that.
David's
but I'm trying to make
us,
the
I'll
argument.
Bet he's got an answer to your question. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Bless you and the landline you called in on.
There are no landlines.
The little bit I heard, you're exactly right. We were told when this constitutional amendment was passed 2 years ago that we were fear-mongering, that we're bringing up things that weren't true, that laws would be nullified that are on the books. But that's exactly what happened yesterday.
I was just being a devil's advocate and saying, okay, if this is passed in our state and people believe this is a medical procedure, why should they have to wait the 24 hours?
Well, there's lots of procedures and things where you have waiting periods and things that have to be done. I don't think a 24-hour waiting period is any impediment that's going to stop anyone from carrying out any medical procedure that they want to do.
Now, the Supreme Court's recent actions suggest that's a procedural delay rather than a final decision on Idaho's abortion law. So how significant do you think this delay is, and what is the implications for a future challenge in this area?
Yeah, I think the Idaho decision was, it's really a technical decision that the court made. They did not rule on whether or not the merits of the case were accurate or not. Mm-hmm. They just simply ruled it was premature.
David, you know, you're saying that someone doesn't have standing or punting on it. Can't that be done? I mean, we've been waiting.
They still took the case.
Yeah.
Right.
Why take the case if you're not going to decide it? Or can't you determine lack of standing when you're deciding whether to take the case. It just seems like we should be avoiding these non-decisions, that we need more from our Supreme Court.
You would sure think so. You know, it was a 6-3 decision yesterday by the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Idaho law is a law that just bans abortions for any reason, except for the life of the mother, or in the first trimester if it's a rape or incest situation. And it makes it a felony for a doctor to provide such an abortion. And so that's the law that was stayed by the federal courts. Supreme Court took it up and then changed its mind and said, no, now we're not going to rule at this point. And you're right. I think they should just take the case and decide it, but they didn't. They sent it back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a technicality.
And we should point out this was a leaked decision. So, I mean,
right.
It could have been a draft.
What is happening with these leaks?
I'm telling you.
Especially on this issue.
On abortion, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we had the same thing happen with the Dobbs decision 2 years ago. And isn't it interesting that it's only on abortion cases that this seems to happen?
Are you surprised by the way the majority is on this court, some of the decisions when it comes to mifepristone, when it comes to this Idaho case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been interesting. It seems like you have Kavanaugh and Thomas and Barrett are in one group. And then you have, of course, the three liberals that are on the bench. And then you have Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch. So it's almost like you have three different camps.
Yeah, I think you meant to say Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett.
Yeah, Roberts, I'm sorry. Yeah. Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. And you have Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch. Yes.
Well, it kind of puts a bit of a hole in the progressive argument that this is nothing but a Supreme Court of conservative ideologues trying to force feed their opinions down the throats of the American people, doesn't it? Because we've seen them rule on the law, not on a political agenda, time and time again this past session, or at least it seems that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've seen other decisions that have been 9-0 and 8-1. So, you know, this claim by the left that this is a court that's just going to do what Donald Trump wants, or that they're just conservatives and will vote in lockstep, is simply not true.
The immunity case when it comes to Donald Trump could be decided fairly soon, and then we'll see if they do what he wants them to do.
And if it happens today, what is that going to mean for the debate tonight?
Yes, that could be very interesting if they release that decision today. And I'll tell you another big decision that's going to come down is this case on the Chevron doctrine for agencies.
Right.
And whether or not the courts have to give deference to the agencies, or whether or not people can get a fair shake and get protections in the courts from overbearing agencies.
Yeah, the idea of the administration state and overreach. I've got to ask you, tonight in the debate, David, I know you're going to be listening with a very practiced ear. Donald Trump has tried to stake out some middle ground here on abortion. How do you think that will be consumed by the pro-life community? Do you think you're going to be encouraged and disappointed? He said, look, before I can do anything, I got to get elected, so I've got to compromise on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, there's a lot of nuanced positions in the pro-life camp as well as on the progressive side of things. Donald Trump, I think, has laid out his position, and of course it's not going to satisfy everyone on the pro-life side, and myself included. But I will say this, he did put three justices on the Supreme Court, and we got the Dobbs decision, so I think that says a lot.
All right, David Kallman, we will await to see how this claims court decision on the 24-hour waiting period is going to be addressed in the Court of Appeals, because it will be appealed, and hopefully someday we'll get a decision of maybe greater scope from the Supremes instead of just a punt. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
All right. David Kallman, attorney for Kallman Legal Group and senior legal counsel for Great Lakes Justice.